Welcome back to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is a podcast about better parenting so we can have better adults, because better adults come from parents parenting correctly when they were kids. All right. This season, I'm focusing on preteens and teenagers. And this is episode 14. I want to talk about what about that period thing. All right. Disclosure, if you haven't had a conversation with your son or daughter about what this is, please wait until they are not around to play this episode, or if you're comfortable with them learning about this, go ahead and play it. Okay, cool. Do you know what to tell your kids about a period? Do you have what your daughter will need if they have their period? Does your son know what happens to their sister or their cousin or a girl at school on her period? Feminine hygiene products, ibuprofen or naproxen, which is basically a pain pill, pads, wipes, etc. These are all the things that preteens and teenagers and young women will need when they're going through their cycle, right? And we have to be aware that this is something that they may need. All right, so I'm gonna talk some period myths and some period facts, all right? Some period myths, okay, that's it, are you will bleed all month. So when you get your period, it should not be lasting all month, but if you find that your period is lasting longer than usual, you need to go to your physician, your doctor, and have a conversation with them about what that's about. You can't eat certain foods. Now, it's not recommended that you eat certain foods when you're on your cycle, but you can eat whatever you want on your cycle. So that's not true. You can stop your period if you're in the water. That is not true. Your period doesn't care about if you're on land or if you're in water. It's going to come, okay? If you are a virgin, you can't use tampon. If you are a virgin, you cannot use tampons. That is not true. Some people use tampons, which is a small cloth-like cotton that goes into your vagina to absorb all the blood instead of you having your period on a pad that's lined in your underwear, right? For me, I've never found tampons comfortable, okay? I've never liked the idea of something being in me while I'm on my cycle. No, I'm good. I am a thin pad user, okay? There's lots of options for pads now, and I'll go over some of them that you should look into so you have options. A lot of people don't like pads because they don't want to feel like they have a diaper on, but I feel like with all of the pad options, depending on what you pick, you don't have to feel like that. They also have period panties, where it's lined in a way where if you're on your period, it won't seep through. But there's also women that wear adult diapers when they're on their cycle because they don't want to have to deal with it. So it's really depending on what you like, what you want to do. You cannot swim on your period. That is not true. You can swim on your period, but that will be for people who use tampons, okay? Only women get periods. That is not true. You can get your period as young as 8 years old. When I got my period, I think it was 12. My daughter currently has not gotten it, my oldest daughter, but I'm thinking she will get it in the next couple of years, around the same time that I did, okay? Now, let's talk about some period facts. Girls around 6 to 7 years of age should have a conversation with a parent, dad, or mom about what a period is, what it will look like, so they know just in case it comes and you're not around. Your ovaries basically release one egg each month, even though your ovaries hold thousands of eggs.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app. Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Which is an area in your body to help you reproduce when you're an adult and it's time for you to reproduce and become pregnant, okay? So you bleeding is a part of you shedding that one egg that's coming out your body per month. Your cycle should come every 22 to 28 days of each month. Some people's cycles come exactly at the time that the last cycle came, 28 days in between. Some people's cycles come a little bit earlier. Some people's cycles come up a little bit later. Some cycles can last up to a week. Some people's cycles last up to the 3 days. Me personally, my cycle is always 5 days, and I try to give that 6 day like a wait to see if I'm done. Okay. Now, you cannot get your period before you start puberty. That is true. Okay. You can feel less energetic when you're on your period. So for me, I know when I'm on my period, when my room is a mess, I can't pick out what to wear. There's clothes everywhere. I'm frustrated and I'm moody. And if I start craving chocolate and peanut butter. So Reese's is my go-to when I'm on my cycle. Snickers, ice cream, sour cream and onion ripples chips with French onion dip. Like, I am so to like the tea when I'm on my cycle. The first day of my cycle is always the worst. I feel nauseous. And I usually take a pain pill to make sure my food doesn't come up when I eat it on the first day. The rest of the days is pretty decent. My flow is never like overly heavy or super light. It's always like in between. I prefer pads with wings on it to protect my underwear just in case I'm moving about or I'm working out or if I'm sleeping, because I'm a side sleeper. So I like to sleep on my side. What else do I need to tell you? Yeah, that's pretty much your cycle. So prepare for it. Preferably, I like to have cotton underwear that cover my whole butt and are comfortable, because sometimes during your cycle, you do get bloated where you feel like your stomach's a little bit bigger. Your body sometimes does hurt. Some people experience cramps their whole cycle. I only get cramps my first day. And certain jeans might not fit properly because you're on your cycle. Your chest area might hurt or be sore because you're on your cycle. So be aware of that. I've always felt sorry for like teenage girls when I went to school that would have to like work out or do like track or basketball on their cycle, because I know like that energy was not there for it. Like, I'm exhausted, I want to lie down, you know? But that's just something girls go through. Now, let's get into the supply list, what you should avoid, and what you should eat on your cycle, all right? As far as the supply list, just know what options are there. You have light, medium, and heavy pads that you can get where each one is a bit thicker or a bit thinner than the last one. It shows you the sizes on the front of the package. It shows you if it has wings or if it doesn't have wings. Some of them might say feminine liner. some liners are used for like when you have that light day where you're at the end of your cycle and you just don't want to mess up your underwear if you're not finished and you don't want to wear pads. Some people do that. Some people wear liners often because sometimes when women sneeze, they might pee a little. Or some women don't like any type of residue that comes from their vagina that's natural in their underwear, so they might wear a liner. Also, you need to know the options for healthier pads. So I like to get organic pads, which are made from cotton. So you have L Pure cotton pads. You have Royale Organic cover pads. That's what they call it. R-A-E-L Organic cover pads. You have Lola as a brand to get. Honey Pot. Be mindful, Honeypot has a pad that has like a tea tree cooling sensation in the pad. So when you put it on, at first it feels so uncomfortable, but then it gets a bit soothing. But so if you don't want that sensation, do not get it. Some people like it, some people don't. Cora is another great brand that's organic because for the longest time when I was growing up, I would always get Always brand. But Always brand, like many other brands, utilize certain chemicals in their pads that were linked to issues with women when they wanted to reproduce. You know, when it comes to like cervical cancers and all of those, you don't want to use a pad that has bleach in it or was created with the use of bleach or rayon or toxins in it, like chemicals that your body shouldn't be coming close to your body and definitely not your vagina where you have reproductive organs. So just be mindful of that. They have a cup, basically a cup that you can put inserted into your vagina. It's made of silicone and it basically catches the blood there and you'll empty it. Me personally, when I'm on my cycle, I'm not trying to be in my vagina, okay? I am trying to do what I need to do for her on the outside. All right. I'm not trying to put my fingers in my vagina to grab anything, to empty anything, to insert anything. It's just something I don't want to have to do, especially when I'm out and about or at work. And usually when I'm at work is when my cycle comes. Why? I don't know. Okay. But I always keep pads. So whenever I buy a pack of pads, teach your daughters to do this too. Put pads in the bathroom, put pads in their drawer, put pads in each of their purses, have a pouch that they no one can see through in their backpack with deodorant, lip balm, band-aids, and pads, and wipes that they can use on their body that's safe for their body, and a spray, maybe a travel toothbrush, and that's a great feminine packet to have. I always like to get pads with wings because they protect you in movement and they protect your panties from being stained with blood if you get an accident. Now, be mindful if you're getting regular length pads or longer length pads. Be mindful of what colors you wear, okay? I try to avoid wearing white when I'm on my cycle, light gray, cream, and thin fabrics because I don't want anybody seeing that I have a pad, and I don't want any accidents because I'm on my cycle because I'm wearing these colors and you're going to see it, right? What else did I need to tell you? How often should you change your pad? You should change your pad at least 3 to 4 hours, or depending on the flow, if you're having a heavier flow, more often. And no one should be able to smell that you are on your cycle. No one should be able to smell that you need to change your pad. And if you feel wetness or dampness on your pad, it's time to change your pad, okay? You should not be going 8 hours on the same pad. You should not be going multiple days wearing the same pad, okay? And when do you buy pads? You buy pads whenever you're out. So if you have less than 15 pads at home, it is time for you to buy a pack of pads just to have it. I used to be the go-to person at work, in college, and in high school. Shannon, you got a pad? Yes, it's in my locker. Follow me to my locker. Shan, do you have a pad? Yeah, I have a pad. It's in my bag. And the way I was helping the women, whether it was snacks, whether it was pads, whether it was having a travel size thing of Advil, be mindful of that with high schoolers and preteens carrying pills to school. Preferably give them a pain med before they leave the house so they don't have to carry the pills to school, because I don't want them to get trouble. But that is something that I do to just make sure I'm comfortable on my cycle. Also, when you change your pad and you're going to put on another pad, use the new wrapper to dispose of the old pad after you roll it up and cover it. And if you do not have a pad wrapper, because sometimes I might do it too fast and throw away the wrapper and I can't use it, I just use toilet tissue and wrap the old pad in it. Take it with you outside of the stall and put it in the trash in the bathroom. Because a lot of women are gross. A lot of women are nasty, and they think those little brown bags at the side in the restroom is where you put your pad in and you leave it in that brown bag. No. That brown bag is something you're supposed to take with you to go to the trash can. Because when people have to clean that bathroom, they have to touch everyone's pad that put it in that brown thing, which is disgusting. Do not do that to people. Just like you work your job, maybe you're not a janitor, maybe you don't clean bathrooms, but there's somebody that has to go behind you and clean that bathroom. If you use a bathroom and you're peeing and you see that you're on your period and you got blood on the seat, do not leave blood on the seat. Just like you would like to go into a bathroom and use a bathroom and it's clean and it has a clean seat, so would the next person. So clean the blood off the seat. Make sure you wash your hands thoroughly before you leave that bathroom. And just be nice. Be a lady, okay? Do not leave that pad in the stall. When you're on your period, what might help you would be chocolate, figs, citrus, bananas, watermelon, berries, papaya, apples, okay? Those are some of the things that might help you. Some people love to work out on their cycle. I am not one of those people. So when I'm on my cycle, the odds of me working out is going to be very low because I just feel uncomfortable. I already feel like a blob. And yeah, so that's how that works. But that's my jits on this period thing. If you were a man and you just wanted some insight on what to do, that's the jits of it. Also, foods you might want to avoid on your period or when a woman is on the cycle. Caffeine, alcohol, red meat, salty and sugary foods, spicy foods. To be honest, I don't pay attention to any of that. I'm eating whatever I want to eat on my cycle. Okay? But that's just, you know, some insight. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Hopefully you feel a bit more educated about this period thing, okay? It's not the end of the world that your daughter or your cousin or your sister is on their period. It's just another level of womanhood, okay? Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan, and I am the mom of the girls. You can find me at hashtag Cozy Womb Podcast. My email is cozywombmama@gmail.com. If you would like to sponsor this podcast, let me know through email. If you have any products that you would like to have as an ad on this podcast, please let me know. Or if you have any questions that you would like me to answer on the podcast, let me know by email. Peace.